Irvin Yerushalmi, correspondent to Irvin Babli, Daf Kuf Beis. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Samach Gimel Amad Aleph of the Mishnah and of Halacha Yud. Nagashi Yesh Beroishoi Klustra Vloza Eisa. Vloza says if a bolt for locking a door has a thick end that can be used to mash, one may not lock with it on Shabbos, it looks like golden. Rabbi Yosef Matir, Rabbi Yosef permits it. I'm Rabbi Loza, Maaseh Shel Beis HaKnesses, at the very Shahiru Noigim by Heta, at Yibor, Rabbi Gamliel, where the Kenyan was also Lehem. Rabbi Loza says the case occurred in Tiberia, and people permitted it until Rabbi Gamliel and Chachamim forbade them. Rabbi Yosef Aime, Issa, Hayu Noigim by Bar, Rabbi Gamliel, where the Kenyan made to you, Lehem. Rabbi Yosef says no people forbade it until Rabbi Gamliel and Chachamim permitted it for them. Noga Nigrael, Nailim by Bamikdash of Allah by Medina. One may lock with a dragging bolt, as I'll explain, in the Mikdash, but not outside the Mikdash. Every leniency in the Mikdash is because of Ein Shfus Mikdash, meaning neither of the service in Beis HaMikdash override Midrabanan stringencies. Hamunuch kan v'kan also. If it's not tied, rather resting on the ground, it's forbidden here and here, even in the Mikdash. Yudahime Hamunach b'Mikdash v'nigra b'Medina. Bida says if it's resting, it's permitted in the Mikdash. If it drags, it's permitted even outside the Mikdash. Gemara says, Amra Rabbi Yosi, say, Shitzava Bain, Kedive Mi Shemate, Oisa Anaga Tafel, the Klustura, Kedive Oisa, Oisa Klustura, Tafel Anaga. Yosi Rabun says that the one who permits, means Rabbi Yosi, makes a bolt secondary to the thick end, which is a kli that may be moved. One who forbids, which is a blether, makes the thick end secondary to the bolt, which is muksa. Ezun nagar, what is considered a dragging bolt? Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, kosher, afapishay, natoloi. Yochanan answered, it's tied, even if it's not hanging. Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, mashrini chilfai, verini, shel base, Rabbi, kosher, afapishay, natoloi. Yochanan said that chilfai drew me and showed me that the bolt of Rabbi's house was tied, even though it wasn't, hanging. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Asya Dichido Dahacha Kastama de Taman, or Dichido de Taman, Kastama Dahacha. Yochanan says the individual's opinion here, which is of Yehuda, who permits even outside the Mikdash, is like the Stam opinion over there, which is the Mishnah in Shabbos that says in the 17th Perek, Chacham permit plugging a window even if the plug wasn't tied or and hanging. And the individual's opinion there, which is of Lezu, permits plugging only if it was tied and hanging, is like the Stam opinion over here, which is the first Tana who permit only in the Mikdash, we equate the laws of a window plug and a bolt. Rabbi Yosef Bai Koimi Rabbi Yomiya, Heich Abdin Uvda, Rabbi Yosef asked Rabbi Yomiya, how do we rule? The two stem opinions contradict each other. Amalei, Mindam Rabbi Yochanan, Mashchini Chalfai, Ve'erini Shabbeth Rebbe, Kosho, Afapisha in the Tolle, Hato Amma, Govi Huda Abdin, Achihei, Kosho Vedeles. Rabbi Yomiya answered that since Rabbi Yochanan said, Chalfai drew me and showed me the bolt of Rabbi's house, it was tied even though it wasn't hanging. This teaches that we do like Rabbi Yehuda, it's permitted only if it's tied to the door. Rabbi Yanai Chomri, Rabbi Ami, Ad Shehei Kosho, Bedeles, Vedel Sheyachal Hamidei. Rabbi Yanai, the father-in-law of Rabbi Ami, says it's permitted only if it's tied in the door through something like a rope that can hold it up. Shehei Negrai, Rabbi Leza, Hava Katir, Agemi. Rabbi Leza's bolt was tied with a reed, which is weak. Nishmat Asa, if it came off, means the rope broke, it's forbidden. Nikmaz of Yaakov Ba'acha, B'Shem Rabbanon, Mandu, B'Roshay, Kitzbo'isav. If part of the bolt broke and it doesn't fill the hole, Yaakov Ba'acha, quoting Rabbon, said that he pushes it with his fingertip until it enters slightly. Rabbi Abba Ba'Kahana, Rabbi Chia Ba'ashi, B'Shem Rav, Halacha, Rabbi Yosi. Abba Ba'Kahana, quoting Rabbi Chia Ba'Abba, quoting Rav, said Halacha follows Rabbi Yosi. On to the next Mishnah, Halacha Yud Aleph, Machavirin Sira Tachtoin Bamikdash of Allah Ibn Medina. The lower hinge pin of the door or window of a kli came out, in the Mikdash one may return it on Shabbos because it's easy to return it, but not outside the Mikdash lest you bang it in and be liable for finishing a kli. Ha'elyoin kan v'kan asa. If the upper hinge pin came out, it's forbidden here and here, even in the Mikdash. Machavirin Rutiya Bamikdash of Allah Ibn Medina. In the Mikdash one, a Kohen may return a bandage on Shabbos, means if he removed it to do the Avodah, but not outside the Mikdash, lest he smear, which is a Malacha. Here and here, even in the Mikdash, when we not put on a bandage for the first time, this is never needed for Avodah. The Gemara says that on Rav Yosi Rabun, like all Shavus Yitiyu Mikdash, Rav Yosi Rabun said they didn't permit all Shavus in the Mikdash. Tani, Loi, Ikanech Adam, Esaiz Pelanis, Shalai Yavoi, Nidei Miruach, Ram Mareach, Vishavus, Chayas Chatas. Vaisa says, one may not clean, pass from a bandage, lest he come to smear, and when he smears on Shavus, is Chayas Chatas. Atani Yechlikim Maton, Machzir Memalon, Yechlikim Memala, Machzir Memata. We bring support from a Vaisa, if a bandage slipped down, one may return it up over the wound, if it slipped up, one may return it down. Megala mixas nisplanis mikan, umikanech, amaka mikan. Megala mixas nisplanis mikan, umikanech, amaka mikan. Avla ikanech isas planis, lo yovli de miurach, ramareach, mashabas, chayav chatas. One may expose part of the bandage from here, and clean the wound from here, and expose part of the bandage from here, means the other side, and clean the wound from here. But one may not clean the bandage, lest he come to smear. And one who smears on Shabbos is chayav chatas. Tani retia. The vice is if a bandage inflated and separated from the wound, one may return it on Shabbos. Yaakov Acha b'shem Rabbi Yossi, v'hi shetivcha keneged hamaka. Yaakov Acha quoting Rabbi Yossi said, this is it, if it inflated opposite the wound, it's still in place over the wound, just there's air in between. V'hatani echlika m'lematon, ma'chzira m'lemalon, echlika m'lemalon, ma'chzira m'lematon, v'vad shalai tetsi v'shiz kol ha'yisrael maka. We bring a support from a baisa. If a bandage slipped down, one may return it up. If it slipped up, one may return it down, as long as it doesn't totally leave the place of the wound. Yosef Rabun, b'shem Rav Yasa, maka shenisapas, noitin alea, utia, sheina ela, v'shamo. Yosef Rabun, quoting Rav Yasa, said that a wound that healed, one may put a bandage on it, because it's merely to guard it, if not to heal. Bun v'shem Rabbanon de Tamon noisnim v'tiyah agabi maka v'shabes sheino ela k'mishama. Bun quoting Rabbanon there in Bavel said that one may put a bandage on a wound on Shabbos because it's merely to guard it. Amar Rabbi Tanchuma chutz me'al gufanim shein v'vufua. Tanchuma said, why put a bandage on a wound except for vine leaves because they are to heal. Amar Huna hadapur hika tavhi sagin kad ispa. Hamisha or Shiva or Itisha Kutrin Radula Yitain Maya. Ravuna said Pua means a root is a very good salve when it has 5, 7 or 9 knots, as long as it does not emit its liquid. In Koyun Pasak Algami Pot Maka Bashem Bahain Dekra Algavucha Osa. And we not read a Pasak over a wound with Hashem's name, those who read on Dudaim, which is jasmine, is forbidden. Bo Ukura Pasak there Abane Panashu Mithbath, Penelov, Sefer Oitfilin, Bishur Sheyashen, Asa. Go read this passage for my son, who's frightened. Put a Sefer or Tefillin on him so he will sleep. Those cases are forbidden. Atani Oimim Hayu Shir Shal Pagamim Birushalayim. The Gemara asked him a Baisa, it would say Shir Shal Pagamim, as we'll explain, in Yerushalayim. Amar Yudin Kan Ad Shalay Nifka Vakam Shalifka. We then answered that here, it's forbidden after one was stricken and we don't use the Beit Torah to heal, that it's permitted for protection before one was stricken. Ezu Shir Pagayim, Marabu Sarai Machlamizbor, Yoshua says earlier in Ad Ki Ata Hashem Machzim. What is the Shir Shal Pagayim? It's the Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Gimel Pasuk Beis. Marabu Sarai, how great are those that make me suffer. The whole Mizmor and also the rest of the Mizmor, which is the third Perek of Tehillim. And in Tehillim, in Perek Sadi Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, where it starts, Yoshev says to Elyon, until the end of the Pasuk, until Ki Ata Hashem, Machzi.